the Burt Show.
Here's Natasha in studio hanging out with us this morning. How are you, Natasha Bedingfield?
Why, hello. I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to see you again.
You too.
This is you.
It's me. It's my new song. Do you like it?
I do like it. Do you like it?
I do, yes.
Can you
is that
say?
Okay? Am I allowed to like my own music?
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I think the real question is, are you not allowed to like your music? Like, is there a song that you would honestly 100% say right now, I did that song and it sucks?
Well, the problem is that I'm British, and in England, we are known for being self-deprecating. We can't, you know, you're kind of arrogant if you say that you love yourself too much. You know what I mean?
Okay, so.
But I do love my music. But you've got to, because it's like I sing it so much. You know, it's like for example, I can't get sick of Unwritten.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everyone wants me to sing it, or Pocket Full of Sunshine, or, you know, so those songs, hopefully I don't get sick of. Hopefully no one else does either.
Right. When you
That's the British side coming in.
I was going to say, you're in America now. You can be as egotistical as you want.
Yeah.
You can be loud, brash.
Yeah. It's the American way.
Self-serving.
Look, Russell Brand has adapted well.
Yeah, right.
Yes, you're right.
Are you proud of Russell Brand?
Very proud.
Are extremely.
You? Yeah, he's fantastic. He's got a great accent too, hasn't he? I think
he
most
does.
Of the time people are just laughing at the way he, like his delivery of it.
Well, your accent is pretty cool too. I don't know
Thank
if you,
you
can hear it.
Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at all. No, I think it's great.
But I noticed that, I like the Atlanta accent. You don't have an Atlanta accent.
No, that's because I'm not from here.
Yeah.
No one in here really has a Southern accent. But
it's
Jeff
really
does a
beautiful.
Great Southern accent. Jeff masters in accents.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and show off?
Well, that,
<you
do? laughs> that was his job before he got into radio, actually, was to teach
do
others
accents.
Do accents. Yes.
I spent, they're making fun of me because I spent some time in England and I came back with the accent. And there's a good,
it's fantastic.
There's a
She's
good,
like Madonna.
It's funny when Americans do an English accent because they're like,
yeah, really? Well, it's funny when English
what's
people.
What's like that.
Why don't you show her? Why don't you flex your.
Now it's getting personal.
I'm sure it's better than my Southern accent.
Yeah, why don't you do a Southern accent?
No, I can't. I've been forbidden.
If you, why don't you try the American accent and then I'll tell you how you should be talking in Britain?
Come on, give it a try.
Let's have a
Southern accent.
Let's have a conversation.
You talk funny. No, I was actually on an airplane with a friend, and there was this real cowboy sitting in the middle of me and my guitarist, and we just started talking over him because he wouldn't let us sit together anyway. So he turns to us and he's like, "You talk funny." He's like, "I bet y'all think I talk funny too."
That's not bad. That's good.
And I just looked at him and I'm like, are you a real cowboy or is that just fashion?
Is there no such thing as like an English cowboy? A British cowboy?
I was so shocked when I saw people wearing real cowboy hats. Like
really?
Like that's something that you do at a dress-up party in England. Like that's not real. Like I didn't realize people still did that. You know? I love cowboy movies and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, she's from Texas.
Yeah, my dad wears a cowboy hat every single day of his life.
That's and fantastic.
Boots.
And it actually does serve a function, right? Like it does stop the sun from...
Stops the sun, yeah, it's a fashion statement. The bigger the hat, the better. So you can't like bend the
belt
either.
The bigger the gun,
yeah,
that's right.
Natasha's like fascinated by cowboy culture.
Yeah.
Like it's in the
Smithsonian. So it's not cowboy in Nashville. Lots of cowboys in Nashville, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And real cowboy. That's more fashion than
yeah.
But isn't that more like what the stereotypical American looks like? To people in like Europe or Britain or whatever, like they think that we all wear cowboy hats and we're all cowboys?
No, because we see a lot of American movies. So there's a wide range of different type of Americans, and I think everyone's familiar with that. So you have your rappers, you know, you have your you have your American tourists. That's definitely a stereotype too. Mm-hmm.
And what is the stereotype with American tourists? I dare ask.
You mentioned it earlier.
The topless thing?
No.
What
are
you talking about?
Yeah. Topless. Americans go to Europe, they get very excited that you can sunbathe topless.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Who would do that in this room, Jen?
You have to have good boobs. I'm sorry to say that on air, but you do.
It's okay.
Like that's the unfortunate thing about topless beaches. Sometimes, you know, like in Vegas, they have a pool that you can sunbathe topless, but it's not normally the woman who like,
has the
you
best
want
boobs.
To see.
That's, it's the same thing with like nude beaches. Beach. Like, at least in the United States, like I've only been to a couple of nude beaches, but disappointing every time because everybody that's on a nude beach, you want to be like in a parka and jeans and a cowboy hat.
But it's actually, I think it's quite nice when you see other people naked because I think it makes you feel more accepting of your own body as well. I have to say that.
When you're on European vacation, do you go topless?
I'm not going to say. No, I don't actually.
You don't?
Yeah, I'm afraid of the paparazzi.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
But if you weren't,
but I have great breasts, so I could.
She loves her songs. She loves her breasts.
Right.
But I'm the reason that the topless beaches don't look as good as they should.
Oh, boy. Exactly. There's that English self-deprecating thing again, right? Jen just did it for the first time.
Yeah, well, I went to France last week. I was in the south of France, and so it was just kind of a fun thing to do.
Oh, I love that.
But
fun.
I'm very, very pale in that area.
Did you get sunburned?
No, because I didn't do it for long enough.
Okay.
I mean, it was just a little while, but I just had to, like, try it just
That's
to see what
so
it felt
awesome.
Like. And I felt really, really naked, and it was really uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
That was like topless 101, though. Like, if you really want to get bold, you walk across the sand into the ocean.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just where we were laying out. Yeah.
Mm. Did you have any issues with the paparazzi?
Yes, they were hounding me.
Is that sort of have, just to get a little deep here, Natasha, is that how you sort of have to live your life now? Are you always sort of looking over your shoulder to see who's taking a picture
a
of you?
A little bit. Like, the other day I was going, I have this amazing pool at our house, and I was walking down to the pool to give all our guests ice cream, and I seriously had like three or four big, huge tubs of ice cream in my hand, and like my hair pulled back and no makeup, and just what probably mascara running down my face from swimming and stuff, and I'm carrying this ice cream, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, I hope there's no paparazzi there. And they weren't. So
they would have
fine.
Some headline about Natasha binging well, but, no, on ice cream.
Right. Well, that's the problem, is they're always there when you don't want them there. So it's always when you didn't, like one night, like where I went out and I think I had a really bad hangover. And I woke up very, very early. So I decided to go for a walk. And it was that day with no makeup, with a hangover, that there was someone chasing me back to my house.
Damn.
Yeah. So you just have to. I don't know.
Do you empathize like with the celebrities that from time to time are walking through LAX and they just lose it for a couple of minutes and they grab the camera of the paparazzi
Definitely.
And throw it down? Is there
yes.
somewhere inside of you you're like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because usually that's what they want. So they will ask you questions in a way that will provoke
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a good story. You mm-hmm. know, but I think that's the thing. It's like this. I mean, I'm not the one to complain for that because this is the whole industry that we're in. It's like a relationship with the public, and I think everyone's got that relationship now with the public. Everyone's twittering.
Mm-hmm.
You were twittering early on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tweet?
Tweet? Yes.
Do you Twitter? Tweet?
Yes.
You do?
Do I twat? Are you allowed to say that one?
They're not going to find me. They'll find you.
The look on her face was awesome. You know, I just blame it on the English accent.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
Do you ever look up to see, like, because with Twitter, you could be, you know, in a restaurant, you know, at a Denny's after a show at 3 in the morning with eggs stuck on your shirt or whatever, and somebody's going to take a picture of it and put it up. Do you look up yourself to see who's Twitter stalking you?
Not really, yeah. But so I have a friend who Twitters and he makes up stuff, and I like that. Like, he's like, oh, Puff Daddy just walked in the studio right now. He'll just like, oh, I'm having lunch with the Queen, and he'll just make stuff up. Which is
Katy Perry was in here a couple of months ago, and she said the same thing. Like, her and Russell Brand will just make stories up.
Yeah, why
tweets
not?
Tweets different things or make stories up for the fun. I think you're pretty good about ducking away from paparazzi and not getting involved in that whole thing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, I don't really, like, court it, so.
And your husband's not in the industry, right?
Yeah, he makes films and stuff. So
but
he's not
the music.
He's
side
not
of
the, yeah, he's not in the music side. So yeah, we can dodge that.
Has that part of the music industry gotten sort of out of control, like the marketing and the over the topness, not naming any names like Lady Gaga or anything, but like just that somehow the music has taken a back seat to more of the sizzle of the industry?
I mean, I think there's something for everyone, you know? And so if we want to be entertained, there's people who are going to entertain us with stories of their own personal life. And it's like, it's, you know, you can read it in magazines and it's like an actual, some people are actually like a real life soap opera, you know? And I think that there's a place for that, and there's a place for real music. And I think the only challenge is where, if you put like sensation over quality, you know, if it's like all about, you know, like on YouTube, for example, the most freakish thing is the thing that everyone looks at the most. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you could miss some really good stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think the quality of music now is sort of diminished because of...
I don't know. I think that because of the internet, I think that there's a lot more freedom and that it's kind of like put the power over into people's hands so that people who weren't getting record deals because maybe they weren't fitting the mold, mm-hmm. now they're actually mm-hmm. able to get their own fans, you know, and actually prove that they have fans, and there's like numbers of like, yeah. you know, I think yeah. it's kind of like bust it open a bit.
Yeah, I think a dude that you worked yeah. on, well, Sean Kingston was yeah, discovered that exactly. way, right? Mm-hmm. You worked with him on that, so yeah. without the internet, we don't even know who Sean Kingston is, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it, and I like that you know, that it's so interactive, and you know, it's like we've all got to be on our game, we've got right. to express who we are. We can't have this mysterious, you know, like even when I signed up, my record deal was like 6 years ago or something, or 5 years ago maybe. And at that time, I had to get like approval on any picture that I put out. Like there was, internet was just like a very small part of the mm-hmm. publicity that you would do. And an artist was built up to be this very mysterious thing that you couldn't really grasp, and that you one day, you know, you wanted mm. to kind of, it was all about the mystery, and now it's all about who are you? And right. like, we all want to know, and I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield hanging out with The Burt Show this morning. Tell mm. us about the new album, because this is coming out in the fall, is that right?
Yes, in the fall. It's brand new. I've been working on it for over a year, and I'm really excited about it. I really think it's a very, it's like, I really pulled myself in, like you said, to a body of work, and the songs just have a really nice flow to them, and just, I think people will like it. I
Do
hope.
You feel like you've grown up as an artist?
I think I'm always trying to express new side. I mean, every artist is trying to discover new parts to themselves and actually like see what's possible in music. And it's just crazy that you can make so many, you know, out of a few notes that exist in the world, there's so many variations and so many different things that you can do. And I just feel like I really definitely express part of myself in this album that I haven't been able to before.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Sharing. And the new song is Touch. We just played it for you guys a couple of minutes ago. And it's already doing really, really well, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just you guys added it straight away, which is I'm so grateful. And it's only been out for a couple of weeks. And yeah, it's doing great. It's starting to get some hits on iTunes. Like I performed on TV. I put, is it called? So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And just last week. And it's great.
Well,
yeah,
cool.
And congratulations.
We will play it a lot here. And thanks again for coming in,
thanks
Natasha.
For
You're
me.
Awesome. You're always awesome when you come in. Thanks.
Thank you. Here, Burt Show.